Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
A wild card. Jeff picks.
Hey, Jeffy.
Let's go with Jose today.
Oh, man.
No hesitation on that one. All right, Jose's got the shock collar while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
Disney recently released a 90-second teaser trailer for its upcoming Lion King remake.
I know.
And in the first 24 hours that it was online, it got 224 million views worldwide, which is huge, but it's still only the second biggest debut ever. One other movie trailer was watched more when it was viewed 238 million times in the 24-hour period following its release. What popular film was that trailer for?
Oh, you're not even going to give us a year?
No. I instantly go to Aladdin, which was like a month before it, but I don't think that's it.
I don't think Aladdin was as big as The Lion King. See, my thought for you is the most popular movies of all time, Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's always good. Yeah, it's got to be something with tons of hype and anticipation that people have been dying. Like, Lion King, people have been waiting 15, 20 years for this, you know?
Ooh, I got another idea. Hmm. What about the trailer for The Dark Knight when The Dark Knight came out?
That was a huge film. Yeah.
Didn't Heath Ledger, hadn't he just passed away when the film was coming out? Am I remembering right or am I wrong?
Yeah, he died before it was even done filming, I think.
Yeah. So when the trailer came out, everybody was like...
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of huge movies that we've seen recently. Guardians of the Galaxy and, Infinity Wars and...
You can never go wrong with a good old Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe the
or like the Fantastic Beasts. Although those movies, I don't think, they did well, but they didn't do as well as the Harry Potter films.
Bad Moms 2, the Christmas
there it
special
is.
One.
Finally, Juba with the answer.
That's got to be what it is.
Yeah.
I watched that in a hotel room the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
They have one?
Uh-huh.
Bad Moms 2?
Yeah, it's Bad Moms 2. It's like a Christmas special. Yeah, it's all the same cast as the first one.
Did it hit the theaters?
I don't think so.
Straight to, okay.
And I watched it, and there's a reason it didn't hit the theaters.
It's because all the views were on YouTube. Duh.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Disney recently came out with a 90-second teaser trailer for its upcoming Lion King remake, and in the first 24 hours, it got 224 million views worldwide, which is the second biggest trailer debut ever. Only one other movie trailer has been watched more. What film was it for?
I really like that Star Wars answer.
Yeah, Dude, there's so many.
There's so many, but what was the last big one?
Was that one huge
Revenge of
one?
The Syphilis.
No, Return of the Jedi? No, I don't know.
No, it was Return.
No, I don't know any. I'm not a Star Wars person.
Mark Hamill comes back at the end and tells the girl,
anybody with the title.
Would you accept if he just said a Star Wars movie?
That was
he
Star
will
Wars
if it's
movie.
Wrong.
You have to be specific about. You mean the first one, Star Wars episode one?
The December that came back a few years ago.
Okay, I know which one you're talking.
You know which one I'm talking about. Okay.
The 90-second teaser trailer for Disney's Lion King remake scored the second biggest one-day debut ever with 224 million views. Only one other film trailer has ever gotten more in a 24-hour period with 238 million watches. It was for a very popular action film that came out early in 2018.
Uh-oh.
It was very highly anticipated because it was the third installment in the superhero series, talking about the trailer for Avengers Infinity War.
I said that too!
You did.
Oh, dang it!
You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear the song Tomorrow from the Annie soundtrack.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, you can sing that.
The sun will come out tomorrow, bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow. Clear away the I don't know this part. Clear away the cobwebs.
I don't think you know any parts of it.
And the sorrow.
And the what? way off Broadway production.
Yeah, super off Broadway. And in that one, the sun never comes out tomorrow. Anything you missed
production
on the show, you can always find it on the website. Have a great day. Today's show was produced by Steve Closing Time Boyd and Jeff. I'm always open to Beau. Have a good one. We'll see you later.